Yeah, the score is a good question because we've been working hard on that. It was very, very difficult. Actually, my composer who I'm working with is a very old friend of mine, and he's... I had the feeling that it would be good to have a really big score in the film that would lead, you know, accompany the film nearly all the way. And then we tried to do that. Lawrence composed 210 minutes of music, which part of it, actually quite a big part of it, was recorded as well. And we tried it out and it just didn't work. So in the end, I mean, now there's 10 minutes of that left, which is quite hard on him. But actually it was the way that we noticed that the funny thing was that what the film does is that it slowly, very, very gradually gets you to identify with the character, but not at the first point. What we see today in mainstream filmmaking is that you have in the first minutes you identify with the character right away, and then with this identification will lead you through the movie. And here it's a different way. Kind of the film keeps in the beginning more or less, or from my point of view, a certain distance to the character, and you're fascinated, but it's not like an identification. It's something that goes from the whole film and not so much from the character. So the music was always kind of fitting in the first 10 or 20 seconds, and then it kind of divided from the picture. And they had the feeling something's wrong here, you know, the music's not fitting to what's happening in the picture. So we noticed that we had to get another music concept, and actually just a few weeks before we ended cutting, we came to the strategy that we have now, where we are cutting the source music very hard with each cut. And then at certain parts of the film, we kind of enhance the film or put a normal score in there, which kind of elevates the emotion you have in the sequence. So, and the music is not, most of the time, it's not this very orchestral music, but it's this percussion piece that comes again. And then only at this midpoint, where he has left Erica, and is right before the point where he kills the parole officer, there you have this very emotional opera piece, because I had the feeling that there, kind of the emotion is at the right place to make this really theatrical approach. So, and it's also an opera piece that Lawrence wrote. It's been written for an opera that he composed, and I loved it a lot and thought of, yeah, just took it for the film.